With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nurses and two major hospital systems in New York reaching a deal to end that strike over staffing levels and other issues. The three-year deal, though, still needs to be approved by union members. It affects roughly 10,000 of the some 15,000 nurses on strike at some of the city's biggest private nonprofit hospitals. A vacation of sorts for youngsters in San Francisco, where 6,000 school teachers are on strike.
We are still being promised one thing and offered another.
United Educators of San Francisco President Cassandra Curiel.
And our demands for fully funded family health care, 100% remain the same, not 75%.
They are demanding higher wages, better health benefits, and more resources for special needs students. San Francisco has closed all 120 of its schools, offering independent study to some of the district's 50,000 students. Sound courtesy KGO. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
China critic and media mogul Jimmy Lai sentenced to 20 years in prison in Hong Kong for national security offenses after he was found guilty on charges of sedition and conspiracy to collude with foreign forces. He had pled not guilty. His son, Sebastian, says the family looking maybe now to President Trump for help after his 78-year-old father was handed that 20-year sentence for his activities on behalf of Hong Kong's democracy movement.
The President of the United States, President Trump, has said that he will free my father, something I've been incredibly grateful for, has given our family a lot of hope, and at this point it's about saving him. There's many people around the world that view him as a hero, and many nations that want him out. And hopefully the joint pressure will mean that my father will be released.
And this is SRN News. A correspondent, Michael Harrington, reports on a call for action against China.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. The Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Most American Jews say they are not Zionists, but it's possible they aren't clear what the term means. Zionism is defined as the belief that the Jewish people have the right to possess the land granted to them by God in the Holy Bible. A new poll finds only about one-third of American Jews call themselves Zionists. 90% say they do support Israel's right to exist as a state. SRN News. One of the most decorated athletes in modern sports passing another stage on the path to a possible comeback.
Serena Williams has been listed by the Sports Drug Testing Organization as eligible to return to competition starting on February 22nd. That's 6 months after the 23-time Grand Slam singles champion initially registered with the International Tennis Integrity Agency. The 44-year-old Williams remains a cultural and athletic icon with global impact. She last competed at the 2022 U.S. Open. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, the world's biggest social media companies facing several landmark trials this year that seek to hold them responsible for harm done to children who use their platforms. Opening statements came Monday in Los Angeles. Instagram parent company Meta and Google's YouTube will face claims their platforms hurt kids. More details, srnnews.com.